All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday on the top of page 22. So the Rav Kashtiel writes, he says, Ech zekore. So how does this occur? Now remember again, what he's referring to over here is, remember we were discussing yesterday about how is it that if being alert and being attentive to life is so obvious and is so should be so instinctive, what is it ultimately that makes it so difficult? Why is it that a person is able to go ahead and make decisions that are illogical? Hari ata mevin shezeh mazik shezeh hofech oscha lechomri katan shafel va'ati yodeh shezeh latov lach lachin tzarech lahavin davar ma'od yisodi lama ze koreh. So remember again, if we've already established, like the Ramchal did, that even animals instinctively avoid dangerous situations, and even animals avoid things that are objectively detrimental to them, so if animals do it, so why don't people? Right? Why is it that we have such difficulty going ahead and avoiding those spiritually negative situations when such avoidance really should be instinctive? Instinctual in nature. So he says, "Ki yesh ba'adam davar she'nimtza ba'olam achai." Because at the end of the day, there is something in man that does not exist in the rest of the living world, and that is Yetzer Hara. And therefore he says, "Sarech lahavin mahu ma hatofa hazu omar Ramchal." So again, therefore, says Rav Kashtiel the following. The fundamental difference between man and between every other living organism is what's called the Yetzer Hara. That man has this thing called the Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara, by definition, propels us in different directions that are sometimes, not sometimes, but are very often just counterintuitive and illogical. Therefore, says Rav Kashtiel, in order to understand what's happening here, we need to spend a little bit of time trying to understand what is the Yetzer Hara. What is this thing called the Yetzer Hara? So look what he writes, bottom of page 22. V'ulam zos, v'ulam hine zos be'emes, achos mitach bulos ha-Yetzer Hara va'aramaso. So we'll say, before we describe what sometimes the best way to describe what something is to describe the characteristics under which, or to describe the framework under which it operates. So what Rav Kashtiel is going to do is show us how the Yetzer Hara works, and through that we'll begin to gain an appreciation for what the Yetzer Hara is. So this is an amazing section. V'ulam, hine zos be'emes achas mitach bulos ha-Yetzer va'aramasom. One of the strategies of the Yetzer Hara that the Yetzer Hara employs to undermine us and ultimately again to pull the rug out from under us is lahachbid avodaso bisemidus alibos bnei ha'adam ad shelo yishar lahem revach lehisbonim ulehistakel be'ezet derech hem cholchem. So we'll see, you know, one of the things that the Yetzer Hara does, it's interesting, we spoke about this, you know, Baruch Hashem, we've been through Mises Shem twice already. So each time we spend, this is our third time, so each time we go ahead and we spend a lot of time on this particular idea. The Yetzer Hara doesn't try to get us to sin. That's not how the Yetzer Hara operates. The Yetzer Hara has a much better strategy, which is make us very busy. Right? So also you see this all the time. Everybody's busy. What are you busy with? I'm not sure, but I know that I'm very busy. Do you think there's ever going to be a time when things slow down? Probably not. What are you so busy with? Still can't tell you, but exceptionally busy. This is how the Yetzer Hara works. Everybody's always fatum. Everybody's always all over the place. So when the Yetzer Hara makes someone exceptionally busy, by definition, a person lacks the bandwidth to be attentive to what is happening in life. He says, "Shelo yishar." So the Yetzer Hara intensifies literally the avoda, the amount of work, the thing that a person has going on. Until a person literally loses the bandwidth on which to focus on what's happening in life. Because writes the Ramchal, if we had time to think and time to contemplate and time to pay attention to how we were living, what we were doing, the actions we were engaging in. Sadam Chal says, it's almost certain, almost certain. Page 22, middle of the page. It's 2, 4, 6, 8, I'm sorry, 10 lines up from the bottom, page 22. So the Ram Chal writes that if a person was able to be attentive, if a person was able to pay attention to ultimately what was happening in life, there's not a shayla, that a person would avoid sin, simply because it was said. The Ram Chal comes from a perspective, you know, one of the beautiful things in Yiddishkeit is that we believe that a person at his core is good. When the Ribbono Shel Olam says that Yetzer Leif HaAdam Ra Minu Arav, so Ribbono Shel Olam is not saying people are bad. Ribbono Shel Olam is saying that people have a proclivity, or people have a desire, people have a drive to do bad things even from the time that we're young. But people, we are at our core, we're good. So if at our core we're good, why do we get ourselves into so much trouble? And the answer says that Chal is something very simple. You see, most people think the answer to that question is taiva. The answer to that question is desire. We all have our different taivas, and therefore, again, those taivas get the best of us, and that's how we get into trouble. And Chal says that's not it. The reason we get into trouble more often than not is simply because we don't take the time to think. Because there's not enough of an attentiveness, because we're not paying attention to how we live and to what we do. And if a person would take the time to be attentive to life, a person would avoid 90% of the pitfalls and failures. Vahari zeme'in asas para rosh shamar. But this is very profound. We'll see this, by the way, that we'll see that in the Svarim. There's a lot of connection between paro and the Yetzer Hara. So we'll discuss this idea. This is why the Ram Chal chooses this particular example. What did Paro do when he wanted to break the spirit of the people? Varizemein atas para rosh sha'amar, tichbat ha'avoda al ha'anoshim. You see, Paro's desire, much like the desire of most of our enemies throughout history, is to break the Jewish spirit. So how do you break the Jewish spirit? Tichbat ha'avoda. If you make people so busy that they don't have time to think, then by definition they stop thinking about who they are, what they are, or the direction they want to take their life in. In addition to the idea, it's not just that he wanted them to produce more, but rather at the end of the day, what Paro was trying to do was to create a situation in which they had no time, no bandwidth, no ability to think about life. Paro didn't want them to be able to engage in contemplation. Because Rabbi say, at the end of the day, by keeping a person constantly working without any kind of break, there's no time for thought. Rabbi say, the Yetzahara works the same way that Paro did. Ki ish milchamahu. Rabbi say, if there's one thing about the Yetzirah is exceptionally cunning. And the Yetzirah knows all the best strategies to pull the rug out from under us in life. The only way to outsmart the Yetzirah is through incredible wisdom and contemplation. Rabbi say, just so you understand, by the way, now that we've seen the way Rav Kashtiel has framed this whole piece of the Ram Chal, we begin to understand that what Paro was really doing was that he was trying to reduce the Jews into beasts of burden. That's really what he was doing. Because Rabbi say, what happens? See, again, now this all comes together. The major distinction between man and animals is that animals also have a sense of zihirus, also have a sense of alertness. That's why animals innately avoid danger. But there's a way to remove that sense of alertness from animals, right? We saw that. That's why the Ram Chal explains that a person who doesn't think in life is like what? Is like the war horse, right? Because the war horse, again, without getting into it all over again, but the war horse doesn't think. The war horse doesn't contemplate. The war horse, at the end of the day, doesn't pay attention to what it is that's happening all around it. So therefore, again, what the Ram Chal over here is pointing out is that at the end of the day, if a person loses his ability to be Zohir, person loses that ability to contemplate, to think about the direction of life, then at the end of the day, a person becomes no less than an animal. That was the avoda. That was the strategy of Paro. Make the people, tichpa da avoda, make the people into animals. Let's finish this section. He says, this is what the Navi says. Simu levavchem al darcheichem. This is what the Navi Haggai says. Literally, pay attention to the way you're living. Pay attention. Because so much of life and so many of the mistakes that we make is not because of taiva, but rather is because of a lack of attentiveness of the way we live. Literally, don't fall asleep. Don't allow sleep on your eyelids, sleep on your eyes, slumber on your eyelids. Save yourself just like a tzvi. Ultimately, again, be alert at all times in life. Let's just finish this section and we'll stop. Top of page 23. V'chachameinu zichronam livracha amru, achosav ba'olam hazeh, zocha v'rabi yeshuas v'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll say beautiful Gemara. Anyone who is sham archosav. So remember again, Rashi HaKadosh comments on that Gemara Maseches Moed Katan. What does it mean, kol hasham archosav? Rashi says, is shokel hefsid mitzvah keneged schara. The person does a cost-benefit analysis on everything in life. At the end of the day, everything in life comes with a trade-off. So every positive thing I do, it's going to give me something, and it's going to cost me something. And everything in life is about conducting a constant, ongoing cost-benefit analysis. And if I don't do that, and I fall asleep at the wheel of life, that's when I get myself in trouble. I will say, now goes without saying, that even if a person cultivates within himself a sense of alacrity, a sense of zihirus, a sense of attentiveness, I can't really do anything myself in life. I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help me. In other words, I need siyata dishmaya in every single thing that I do. Ki ha-yetzahara takif ma'od. The Yetzirah is so strong. Ukimamar hakasov tsofe rasha letzadik umevakish lahamiso Hashem lo yazvenu. We'll say quotes over the pasuk from Tehillim that literally the rasha looks out for the tzadik umevakish lahamiso, wants to kill him, and Hashem lo yazvenu. Hashem will never forsake him. So the Ramchal understands that this reference to rasha here is a reference to the Yetzirah, that the Yetzirah is constantly. Looking, I will say, you understand, the Yitzhahara, I've said this before, is not the little guy on our shoulder, you know, in the red suit with the pitchfork. I mean, not red suit, not to be confused with anyone else around this time of year. But the idea over here is he's not something external to us. The Yitzhahara is something internal to us. It's the self-sabotaging mechanism that the Ribono Shel Olam created us with, because without internal self-sabotaging mechanisms, there is no credit for getting your life together. If there's no force against me, then there's no credit for doing the right thing in life. So the Yitzhahara is that internal. I will say, we contend with this every single day. So many of us contend with it when the alarm goes off in the morning, right? That self-sabotaging mechanism that says, oh, come on, you need more sleep, you need this, you need that. I will say, that's self-sabotage. Because at the end of the day, I know what I need to do. I know where I have to be. Throughout the day, we're faced with nisyonos. That self-sabotaging mechanism often urges us to take the easy way out. And the reason we get schar for our good choices is because we fight against it. The Ramchal therefore says, Abu Sayyid, this is why a person has to be constantly zohir, constantly vigilant, because that yetzer hara is that thing that undermines us and constantly tries to get us to make the wrong decisions. Abu Sayyid, now to bring this full circle, and with this we'll really stop for today, this is why, now we begin to understand, according to Rav Kashtiel, why is it that although zihirus, being alert and being attentive to life would seem to be so logical and so straightforward and would seem to be something that should come to us automatically, now we begin to understand why it is so challenging. Because we have this thing that nothing else in nature has, and that's called the Yetzer Hara. And until we figure out, A, how the Yetzer Hara works and develop a strategy to combat it, we're constantly going to have ongoing challenges in Mir Tashem with our Zahirus. So what we're going to do, and we don't have Shir tomorrow, because tomorrow's a Sunday schedule, but in Mir Tashem come Monday. So again, we're going to continue trying to understand who is the Yitzhara, what is the Yetzer Hara, and how do we develop a strategy ultimately to overcome it. All right, we'll stop over here for today.